righty, ladies and gentlemen, time to relive the magic. That was the John DeBella Show this morning. Dave here, all the clips that you may have missed. It is the Daily Podcast. What happened today? Well, there's three billboards in Cleveland that are causing quite a stir back here in Philly. Someone whose job is actually more frivolous than ours crunched the numbers on the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory to see how realistic the Chocolate Maven's empire was. It's Johnny Van Zandt's birthday, the baby from Lynyrd Skynyrd, so we paid tribute to him. And we were getting props all day long. We were curious, with the silly moped from Dumb and Dumber getting an outrageous sum of money recently at auction. We wanted to know what TV or movie prop you would choose if you had the wide open selection offered to you. So we went to the phones for that, had a great time. Let's get right to it. Here you go, folks. It is the Daily Podcast.
So Steve comes in yesterday and he starts telling the story about how LeBron James, who is going to be a free agent this year, right?
He's got an option.
He's got an option.
Yeah, yeah, which
okay.
He will. So
okay.
Yes, he'll become a free agent.
All right. It was looking at Malvern Prep.
Yes.
Was that a school for his kid?
Correct.
All right. Now, if you know the story of the new movie, Three Billboards out of Ebbing, Missouri. Right?
Right.
Well, it seems that someone has taken that into account. People traveling along I-480 in Cleveland yesterday might have been distracted by the three billboards located approximately 7 miles from the Cleveland Cavaliers Quicken Loans Arena. The first sign features LeBron's fame number 23, and it's in maroon, and it's on like you know that sort of basketball court plan that the coach always has,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
At the bench, right?
Yeah.
So it's on one of those. So you see the whole court, and then his number 23 is there with a little crown on it, and then there are the numbers for Simmons and Beeb, Sarek and Covington. All around him.
Yes.
All right. So you go, okay, you know, you might be driving along. You see, they're like, what the hell is this all about? Right. And then a few hundred feet later, there's another billboard that simply says, complete the process.
Yes.
All right. Because, you know,
wonderful.
Believe that, what was it?
Trust the process.
Trust
yeah.
the process was the slogan.
Trust,
believe the process.
And then
the last one just smacks, but not a few hundred feet away, there's another one, and it just says, # Philly wants LeBron.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Right?
That's well
now,
played.
Now, it seems that the NBA is a little upset about this, thinking that the Sixers had something to do with it.
Tampering.
Right. Yeah. Right. And they would get in trouble for that. But it has nothing to do with the Sixers. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to thank some great Americans.
Right.
I'm not sure how you feel on this topic, but I love the idea that the fine folks at Power Home Remodeling, a company that's based in Chester County, put up the signs themselves with their own money, and they're going to stay there for the next 3 months.
That's great. That's awesome.
So let's hear it for the fine folks at Power Home Remodeling who went and did this. And if the 7th-place Sixers keep playing like they are, LeBron might not be playing in Philadelphia next year, but the Sixers could be playing in Cleveland this May. So
and this Thursday they
and
are.
And this Thursday? They're going to love that drive to the stadium.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
I know this is a question that's come across so many of our minds so many times, especially somebody like Cindy, who is a chocoholic. You know, there's no way on God's green earth she's not a chocoholic.
You are correct.
All right. Have you ever wondered how much it would cost to run the real Willy Wonka chocolate factory?
Sure.
Right?
How much?
Well, it seems that the people at Advanced Tech Services had nothing else to do with their time, so they crunched the numbers. And at the estimate, it was $224.6 million a year.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's
well,
when you think
chocolate.
It costs less to run the L.A. Dodgers than it does to build the Willy Wonka factory. All right, and they worked out how come. Here's the breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Oompa Loompa salaries, right, would roughly run about $73.4 million a year.
Wow.
Right, based on the average salary of a chocolate worker, which is about $50K.
And you know they have a union.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
There you go.
And they need health care.
Yeah.
$8.1 million for Oompa Loompa health care.
Whoa.
Well, think of all the tanning beds you got to buy.
Good point, hair dye.
Right. The chocolate river would cost about $32.7 million.
Wow.
right? Or 47.1 if you wanted it to be organic chocolate. Okay. All right. And then, let's see, the glass elevator is more expensive in a neighborhood of $109 million. And the yearly energy costs $2 million. So $21.5 billion is what it would be worth. As a matter of fact, it ends up being worth exactly the same amount of money as the Cadbury Company.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're not that far off, right? And they do it without Oompa Loompas.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
It was sad news for us when we heard that, and I hated that they used this expression, that Lynyrd Skynyrd was going to retire.
Right.
Right? They're not recording anymore. They're not going out on the road anymore. And the saddest part about that is the fact that that means a limited amount of interviews in the future, if any at all, with Johnny Van Zandt. Johnny Van Zandt is one of those guys that if you have to interview people, you pray to get guests like this because he's always upbeat, always has a great story. And the very first time we ever spoke to him was back in 2008. And I asked him what was a question that really needed to be asked. Do you find it as humorous when you're at a show for another band and someone in the audience screams out Freebird?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Hey, dude, I got to tell you, my wife talked me into going to see Cher.
Okay.
And just, I didn't even watch the show. You know, her audience is weird enough. But I'd had a few beers, so I said, the hell with it. And I hollered, Freebird! I said, all right, I finally got to do it myself. And then after that, man, people started going, Freebird! I'm sure Sarah's going, who started that?
Obviously, it would have started with your band, but somewhere along the line when you guys weren't touring, that's when the joke started.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's been a lot of artists going, God, I hate that song. Hey, you know what the funniest thing is? When they do it to us at the beginning of the show, I'm like, okay, what a few songs, you know?
Yeah, guess what? We're going to play our signature song, whether you want to hear it or not.
Not really, no kid.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent Green is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent Green.
MGK.
Now, I don't know about you guys. You probably fall into the same category. Cindy, I don't think you fall into this category. Well, maybe you do.
Okay.
Maybe you do it all. All right. I believe I collect things. My wife believes I hoard them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a popular way to put it.
Is a popular way the same for you?
Yeah. Like,
whatever it is. She collects things. That's perfectly fine. That's a collection. I collect things. I'm hoarding. Why do you need this job?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, my whole Bond studio is a hoard.
Is a hoard? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. My shelf of electronics. Okay, that is a hoard. You know? But I don't have two of anything, right? I just, you know, one of everything.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. All right. I just have a hard time throwing out old electronics. Yeah. I want the John DeBella Electronics Museum, right, to happen one day. But the other day, and I noticed this, do you remember in the movie Dumb and Dumber? Right, when, what's it, the truck falls apart and they end up on that little mini scooter, the two of them on that little mini scooter.
And head it's like a moped.
Yeah. And head into Aspen on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sold online, all right? It was on eBay, Steve? Is that what it was?
eBay.
It was on eBay. $50,000.
Yeah.
$50,000.
Dumb and Dumber's that in that demand?
I mean, you probably could buy one for a couple of $100.
Sure.
Right? It's that old school little mini bikes.
How would you even know it's the actual one? So a certificate of authenticity?
There might be. Right? But if you could pick any prop from any movie, mm-hmm. what would you go with?
Oh, man. Discounting anything James Bond.
Oh, good, because I'm going with something James Bond.
Are you? Okay. That would take me forever. Maybe the fortune-telling machine from Big.
Oh.
The Zoltar.
Zoltan.
Okay. That'd be so cool to just have in the corner of my den at home, you know.
Yeah, that would be.
Glowing in the corner.
Yeah. What about you, Sam?
Does it have to be a movie or can I do TV show?
I guess you could do TV show. Sure. You know, any sort of Hollywood prop.
I would... I would probably want the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones, and it would be the head of my dinner table, which would mean my wife would sit in it and not me.
How do you baby-proof that?
That's what
it takes
I want.
A lot of baby-proofing effort.
It's a lot of foam rubber. Yeah. That's a lot. We're going to open this up to everybody. 215-263-WMGK. Anything. Any prop, any movie, any TV show. What is it? Which one would you want?
What's your Bond thing?
It's got to be one of the cars.
Okay.
And I'm not sure, and it's got to be one of the DBs. I don't know if I wanted the DB8, right, which you know starts in the beginning of the movie and then you know at the end of the movie makes a reprise, right, or the DB12 from Casino Royale.
Oh, that was man.
Yeah, that was
has
one
the most
hell
horsepower,
of a car.
I would imagine.
Yeah. It just the idea of one of those cars.
Oh God.
Right. And the only
one of Daniel Craig's actually just went up for auction.
Really?
Actually, he like his own personal one. It wasn't in a movie.
Why do you know this?
Well, what don't I know? Stupid, insignificant, and not James Bond.
Because the only other thing that I would really want, the only other prop that I would really want from a movie is the hoverboard from Back in the Future.
Okay.
Back to the Future, rather.
It's a classic.
Right. Problem is, it doesn't really work. Right. You know, so I want something that works. Uh-huh. Right. So I would go for one of the DB cars.
Okay.
So what would it be for you? 215-263-WMGK. If you could have any prop from any movie or TV show. And this is what I'll be playing in my DB12. Windows down, stereo cranked. Give us a call in the studio, 215-263-WNGK. So, Cindy, we didn't ask you, now that mini bike from Dumb and Dumber just sold for $50,000, all right, if you could have any prop from any movie, what would you want?
One of my favorite movies of all time is The Prestige, a movie about rival magicians. And David Bowie plays Tesla. I want the Tesla coil from that movie.
Why? Because it reproduces cats?
Exactly. Plus, I need some light in my living room. So.
Oh, okay.
I want the Scarlett Johansson from that movie.
Okay.
I'm revising my movie prop.
Okay. All right. Speaking of science, a science lesson at the University of California turned into a trash TV show recently. That's because a girl in the said class allegedly asked her professor how it could be possible that her father had O-type blood and her mother had A-type blood and hers was AB.
Uh-oh.
So the professor said that it wasn't possible at all and she might want to recheck her data. Right? Ooh, turns out that her data was correct. After some investigation, the girl reportedly announced to her classmates that her mother had an affair with her husband's brother. And the brother is the biological father, right? And now the couple she thought were her parents are getting a divorce.
Oh,
does
wow.
the word messy come to mind? What is happening on? Boy, I got Maury's got to be pissed right now. Why didn't I get that? The mini bike from Dumb and Dumber in that scene where their dog van isn't running anymore,
right.
And they're moving from wherever the hell they are to Aspen.
Yes, right. I think they're somewhere in Nebraska, possibly because they went the wrong way.
And the two of them end up, you know, on this little and those mini bikes. In real life, I mean, that when it was new back in the day, those things couldn't have cost more than $300.
Right.
And even now, if you found one used somewhere, it'd only be, probably $150, $200. $50,000 somebody paid for it.
Harry and Lloyd sat on it, John.
Yes, they get 70 miles to the gallon on that hog, John.
Okay, right. And that's what I want to do, go from Nebraska to Aspen
on
that hog, right? But if you could have anything at all, then the number, 215-263-WMGK, if you could have any movie prop, whether you want to get it from a movie, whether you want to get it from a TV show, whatever it is, whatever prop is out there, what would you want to go for? Let's go to the phone. Good morning, Doug. How you doing?
Great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. All right. So any movie, any TV show, if you could own one prop, because they just sold that mini bike from Dumb and Dumber for $50,000. If you could own one prop, what prop do you want to have?
Mine would be the still from the TV show MASH.
The one that was in the tent?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good one. You know, I'm looking at two millennials over here who are both going, what the hell are you talking about?
I know.
Yes,
so
they know.
I have no
clue. They still know what the mini bike is for Dumb and Dumber, though.
Damn right I do.
That's right.
Joe, what would it be for you?
I'd take the Red Gibson ES-335 that Michael J. Fox played in Back to the Future.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. That's actually really good.
That's cool. A serious collectible, too. Do you have any idea what that would cost in real life nowadays?
definitely a guitar like that is about $6,000.
Okay, all right. Well, that's not that bad. It's better than a $50,000 mini bike.
Definitely.
Rhonda, oh, it's about time we got a woman in the mix. All right, Rhonda, what would it be? What would it be? What would you want to own from any movie or TV show?
Booyakasha, John.
Booyakasha.
But it's that little buggy thing that he breaks out in on Moonraker. The big wheels. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the moon buggy.
The moon buggy?
Yes,
that's it.
Yeah.
I have a 1/32 scale model in my room at home built by Corgi if you want it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
$1,000.
What do you want for it?
Yeah. Cool grand. I'd be happy to part with it.
Have a good morning. No,
all right. You too. Thank you.
Dan, how about you? What would you go for?
I would like to have, from the Walking Dead TV show, Herschel's head when they cut it off.
Okay. How do you preserve that exactly?
It's not real, Dave.
It would be awesome.
Good morning, Jill. How you doing?
Fine.
All right. So, Jill, what's the prop you want to own?
Well, I would like to have the CB radio off of Smokey and the Bandit.
Do you come from that CB time when everybody had a CB radio in their car?
Yeah.
What's your handle?
I had a big white truck with, you know, a lift kit on it, and they called me the Calvinator on wheels.
That's a mouthful.
Calvinator here.
Mom back. Over to John.
How about the jukebox from Happy Days?
That's a good one. That's
a good jukebox, right?
Yeah.
You have to learn how to do that Fonzie kick.
Yeah,
you know?
Kick, you're right.
They just sold that mini bike from Dumb and Dumber for $50,000. If you could have any prop from any TV show, any movie, what would it be?
My man cave's got to be the set of Cheers.
Do you want the bar set?
The bar set.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
That basement, that's cool.
That is pretty damn good. Barbara, what about you? What are you looking for?
I am looking for the prosthetic that Mark Wahlberg wore at the end of the movie Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah, Barbara?
Well, it's not in this room.
Yeah, we have nothing to offer you.
Too bad for me.
Still getting a lot of vehicles have just come rolling in all of a sudden. See, I would, you know, and I tell you the truth, someone put Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds, that Mustang.
Yeah.
That's a damn fine car.
Is that the one Nicolas Cage drove?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If I couldn't get one of the DBs from the Bond films, I'd go with that. We got the General Lee up there. All right. Somebody wants the Easy Rider motorcycle, which became too popular. There were hundreds of them all over the country. You know, I guess having the original one would be cool.
Yeah, the one that started
right,
it all.
You know, but I also got, a 67 Impala from the TV show Supernatural, right? The Jeep from Rat Patrol, Jim Rockford's Firebird, Darth Vader's helmet. Right?
Oh, that'd be classic.
That's cool.
And the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz. Right?
The John DeBello Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.